Angry Bastard Radio. Let's go. Ain't it a wonderful world outside?
It's easier to get a gun than an education.
Yes, it is.
Kids in trench coats shoot up their school. And parents outlive their kids.
Oh.
Sex, the thing that bring life.
Take it away.
When you
what did you say? The wonderful world? Yeah.
Red for green.
Green.
Dead soldiers too.
Two.
I've seen men kill.
Uh-huh.
Would have been me or you.
And I said to myself, oh.
What a wonderful world.
Time is running out. Time is running out.
See pounds of white,
white.
Rich rule of day, the poor starve at night, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
The serpent and the angel, so deadly in the sky, and all sorts of races of people drop like flies. I've seen friends making friends, saying the hell with you. Niggas be jealous, hating on you. I've seen babies dying, can't watch them grow. Brothers at war, in every ghetto. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Yeah,
I think to myself,
what a wonderful
world. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think to myself every night and every morning, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't trade worlds for anything. Then again, I don't know, because what if there's a world out there where you just do whatever the fuck you want, and you will live forever? Like, you never get old. I guess that would be a bunch of babies walking around, huh, if you don't ever get old. Oh, man, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. Station that you speak your motherfucking mind. And I'm GQ. Now, the rest of my team will be here approximately 30 minutes. So, you know, and hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit us up with shout outs, dedications, and requests. You know, all types of shit, you know. I feel all good. I went to church today. I'm cursing. I'm sorry, but I went to church today. That's why, you know, we do a show at 8:30, and, you know, I only got, like, a good 10, 15 minutes of it. I never really left church with smiles. Like, I was getting, you know, free Kool-Aid and a grilled cheese sandwich or something. Like, I was, like, glittery, like, yeah, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to make it. The devil has not got my soul. So, yeah, it kind of made me feel good. But, big shout-outs to... I believe it's Michelle. I don't want to fucking put this shit out there. She just added the show. She added us as a favorite. You know, now, I ain't never got that shit before. I can check my email through my phone, and I check my phone. Blah Talk Radio said, hey, you're getting popular. You have someone added you as a favorite. So, that made me feel good as well. So with that being said and done, if y'all like the show, please rate the show as well as add us as a favorite. You know, add us as a favorite on this Blog Talk Radio site, you know. Also, we're on blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Add us and let us know how we can serve you people better, as well as, you know, what other things you would like to hear or accomplish. Or if you have, you know, mama jokes, or you have ideas of prank calls, or if you prank call somebody and you would like us to play it on the air, just send it to my email address at, let's see, which joint am I using? send it to Spoonie. That's S-P-O-O-N, as in Nancy, Y, underscore L-U-V-V, as in very fine. Send that to that's Spoonie underscore love at yahoo.com. And tell me, you know, like, I got to send a link or, you know, however I can download it. And I'll download it to my Blog Talk Radio site and I'll add in. Also, unsigned artists, calling all unsigned artists, whether it's rock and roll, club music, trance, whatever the fuck you are into, damn it, I'm probably into. If it's a country song, they got a nice beat, and you want to just get yourself out there, you just want to hear your shit being played on the radio, we don't hate. GQ's not a racist hater. I'm not a player hater. No, you know what I mean? So I'll play it on the air. It doesn't really, you know, fucking matter. I'll give you my best thing. I mean, I'll give you my, my honest opinions. If I think it sucks, I'm like, yo, that shit sucks. And, you know, you should slap the shit out of whoever told you it was some good music. Well, you know, whatever. I'll give my honest opinion pretty much. I'm going to open up the chat room. Actually, at 9 o'clock when the rest of my team comes in, I'm going to open up the chat room. And we're going to hold it down for you. And we're going to play nothing but good music. Not even music, good music. We're just going to have a lot of interesting things. Now, what is going to be popping off, as you people see, it's erotic prank calls. And what that consists of is, I just put erotic because it's going to be a lot of, how can you put it? If you ever go to Craigslist and go to the erotic section, you have these females, then they have men, and trannies as well, and they have, like, pictures of themselves, and they have their number. Then they have the prices for their services. Now, prostitution is illegal, so that would be considered prostitution. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of stupid motherfuckers out there that see, oh, damn, she's bad. You call them up, 9 times out of 10 is a cop, and your ass is locked up. I would never pay for pussy. Then again, let me take that back. I'll pay for pussy only if I'm paying your ticket to the movies and we have sex afterwards, or taking McDonald's or Wendy's or, you know, something like that, Chi-Chi's, if they had any. But, you know, that's the only time I ever paid for pussy. But literally getting money for sex, I'd rather jerk off in the corner by myself than pay for sex. Are you serious? I'm good. So what you want me to do is pay for maybe getting disease, a possibility of getting a disease. And then, not only am I going to pay for that, I'm also going to pay for the antibiotic I'm going to have to be on for the rest of my life. Nah, no thanks. I'd rather jerk off in the corner for free. You know, it's a lot cheaper in my pocket, and I'm by my, you know, and I'm to myself. So I'd rather do that, you know. This is up on the jam lines, 914-338-1782. Taking shots, dedications, and requests until, we're going to make it a 2-hour show. We're going to be taking requests until 10:30, actually. Now, I'm going to start the prank calls around the time they get here, so around 9, 9:15. So between now and 9 and 9:15, I'm going to read off of the news that's going on in the world, in the hip-hop world, that is. And then I'm going to look up crazy news, so a little bit of news here and there. And then I'm going to play maybe a song or two, because I don't want to play just all music, because people just get a little nervous and like, oh, what the fuck, man? I want to hear somebody being shitted on. Why am I listening to the fucking music? I turn on the radio for that. You know what I mean? So I want to please the people as much as possible. Now, What else? Damn, I actually had something else to say, but I actually fucking forget it. You know, I think that's what marijuana does to you. It makes you feel good, but it also makes you fucking forget. But whatever. But we're also going to be doing not only just erotic calls, like prank calling and me acting like I'm a midget, and I want to get, you know, my fetish is getting slapped with a fucking a golf club or some shit like that. Like, I don't know. But, what the fuck? This is ghetto shit. Hold on a quick second. See the other call. Alright, sorry about that, people. That's some hood shit, you know, that's some ghetto shit. But, I just got word that my team, my camp, won't be able to actually do a show around until, like, 10 o'clock. So, what I'm hoping is, I guess I can do a show from 8:30 to 9:30. And then I'll end it at 9:30. But at 9 o'clock, we still have, you know, a couple of people coming in. My brother, my other brother, L.E., he's the one that made that prank called the Roto Rooter and said that there's a log of shit in the toilet and he needs it out of there as soon as possible. that was in the last show. That was like an hour later. Once you started, it was like an hour later. That's when we started prank calling people. And he should be in the room. But no matter what, I might just make a couple just myself or whatever. You know, just because I don't want people listening, you know, and I'm going to promise and shit and I won't do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do erotic prank calls, like, you know, this act out scenes. I'll act like I'm fucking retarded or some shit. No offense to everybody. I'm acting like I'm mentally challenged and, you know, I would like to, you know about prices and all that. And as well as we have a couple of people we're going to call up where, you know, if they have a lawnmower for sale, call up and be like, yeah, you know, I don't have any grass, but can it cut up rocks or some shit? Some fucking stupid. So, keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. This is Angry Bastard Radio. Erotic Prank Call Wednesday. The station that lets you speak your mind. It's not a game. Sit back. And let me see if this joint that I just downloaded, let me see if it's up there. If it's up there, I'm going to play. It's brand new. I don't know if it's actually brand new. All I know that Bone Crusher and Goody Mob is in it. And it's called Hate Ourselves. Let's see. Hopefully it's in here. Yes, it is. So I'm going to play this new track right here. This is part of the, I put in November new music just so I can find it. But I don't think it's new in November. I think this is actually old. I don't know. I actually got to find out. But this is Bone Crusher featuring Goody Mob. Hate ourselves. Why do we hate ourselves? You shouldn't hate yourself. You know. You shouldn't hate your mother either. I mean, I love your mother. So you shouldn't hate your mother. Anyway, I'm out of here. Bone crusher. Let's go.
Listen. Let that music hit you for about 5 seconds. You know, there's a lot of things in life we as a people need to get. We get our weight up. Together. The struggle starts today, people. Listen. Here we go. Yeah. In life, sometimes things ain't what they seem. Might say they love you, don't mean a damn thing. Sometimes it makes me wonder why this pain and hurts me need to fall. Cause all I wanna do is give love. But all day want is female. So it brings out the thug in me. Huh? And all I want is my family with me. Tell her to share in the love of life. For my little command your attention as if I was a band. You the people in the stands, understand. I keep my lyrics firm and rigid. Young prospects, watch my feet, don't miss my pivot. No matter the year, my gears stay consistent. I went from bone to blade, to beautiful days, to beautiful ways. Laying down the truth for a decade, respect it. I try to interject it, I say through the music, need a medic. I'm dedicated to my pen and my pistol, my family and my hood. I wish you nothing but good. Hello. Lie to an
I'm flipping through 4-7. Show what's in the good book. Will we go out to heaven, Reverend? And swerving in your business and taking off in your G-Bo-Bo. Tell me the truth about my kinfolk. The po-po, scared my aunt, honey, and gave her a stroke. I'm jammed up in cold, cold, strong out on soaps. Just this ain't no peace. Ain't no love in these streets. And it's the same what a nigga got to do to feed his family. Trapping, scrapping. Wrongs. I made my mistakes in the past when I was young and dumb. Learn from the thug, learn from the bomb, learn from the ghetto, learn from the slum. I can't forget about the struggle. I can't get by without the help from my sisters and my brothers. A legendary, underestimated, underrated, hated by the critics, but I spit it, make them get it, kick it when I hit your city, hook me up with the best green, they serve, I took a bird in the red eye, I'm working till I'm dead, the mission never ends, I'm up before them lazy ass, most out kleptos, till if I'm they both, two niggas say low, stay together till it's over, staring out the window of my old V-Rover, I'm never sober, I'm never sober.
Welcome back. It's your boy GQ, and I'm holding it down. This is Angry Bastard Radio, the station that you speak your motherfucking mind. This is Erotic Prank Call Wednesday. Yes, Erotic. Yes, I said it. Damn it. I said it. Erotic. And matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? Fuck that. Fuck that. This is what we're going to do. I'm not going to do a show from 8:30 to 9:30. Damn it. I'm going to do a show from 8:30 to 10:30. And when me other makes no sense, but when me other brothers come in around 9 and 10 o'clock, then we will continue it. See, my phone is on the charger right now, so I'm good. I'm not going to stop the show and then restart it and all. No, I'm not doing that. Damn it, this is Angry Bastard Radio, and damn it, when my other brother comes in, we'll give you from 10 to 10:30, we'll give you the sickest and the funniest show that a 10 to 10:30 show has ever seen. And now, recent news. People out there in America, we all know who Lil Wayne is. Lil Wayne is... Ah, shit. I gave this guy wrong. Hold on. Lil Wayne is... No, that's not... Oh, this guy's a fucking asshole. I'm over here typing my, one of my hosts right now, I'm texting them this shit. And it's 914-338-1782. 1-338-1782. Yeah, that's the thing. Call again, nigga. Hold on, people. Hold on. Call again. No, it's not the host line. All right. Now, back to regular schedule program. You know how it started off at Mad Magazines and then came over Mad TV. Well, Mad Magazines came out with this new Mad edition. It's fucking hilarious. Wednesday, November 12, 2008. The title says, "This is not nice, or is it funny?" Well, they have a picture of Lil Wayne. And you know how the Mad TV mascot is a big-headed white boy, right? Well, instead, he has the same big-ass head, but he's brown skin, and he has tattoos all over his fucking face, and he has a buck teeth. His buck teeth, he has dreads, sided, the sideways fitted hat, the orange fitted hat or whatever, the orange brim. Then he has a bunch of gold all over. He has a chain that looks just like the white boy Mad TV guy in the face. He has Mad, his tattoos is like, just said Mad on his fingers. Like, he looks just like Lil Wayne. But it's a fucked up version of him. Is it fucked up or is it funny? I think it's pretty damn funny. And the news that everyone has been waiting for. Eminem, when is he coming back? What is this confirmed? Eminem is getting pushed back. I mean, I knew that shit was going to happen. Like, I mean, it goes without saying. Like, it's going to be pushed back so people can be more thirsty. Like, oh my God, it's going to push back. Oh, when is it going to come out? But, I mean, that's, I already knew it was. It probably wasn't going to come out this year. But it says the anticipation for Eminem's new album, The Relapse, is getting bigger, but will be the album hit, will the album hit stores this year. An insider told the New York Post that they think Eminem's album will drop early next year, but there is still a possibility it might come in December. I don't know what that motherfucker is talking about. Push in the summer. There's a 50-50 chance it will be done at the end of this year. The source says, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm right. The source says, but most likely it'll be the first quarter of next year. It's great. The source also told the Post Eminem has been through a lot. He's being a perfectionist and is completely obsessive, compulsive about this album. As previously reported, Eminem talks about the last few years in The Way I Am. His new book recently released. At a release party for the book, Eminem also put out a new freestyle called I'm Having a Relapse. So when exactly will Eminem's relapse hit stores? Only time will tell. Hold on, people. I'm actually going to do a three-way call to see if Blog Talk Radio's fucking up again. Hold on. Blog Talk Radio. Alright, what the hell is this fucking, is this filthy Cuban talking about? I told him that, I told his asshole to call the show, and he's telling me some other shit. So now we're going to call him up. I'm sorry, people. We're going to call him up. We're going to roast him real quick because he's a fucking idiot. So hold on. Respond, call sender. Dow. Yes, making the call. Hello. Whatever, man. Fuck it. He's not. He's fucking remedial. Fucking whatever. This week on the charts, John Legend comes in at number 6 with 69,967 copies sold. I don't know what the hell's going on. But we're experiencing technical difficulties, people. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to play a track, and when we come back, I promise you, everything will be A-okay. So speaking of Eminem's new joints, I'm going to play his track. It's I'm Having a Relapse, and it's Eminem. Let's go.
DJ Watt Out.
Charges. He's already got life in jail, man. What the hell is his problem? Well, to be honest, the smell of these chronic leaves make me hella demonic. They compelled me to kill this elderly man, and I get these panic attacks. Papa Xanax, relax. Trying to stick my fucking dick inside a mannequin's ass. Then I get manic depressed. City orthodontist, get gas, man, kick ass. The first thing I put on is the mask. Speaking of mask, man, it ain't too late to have a change of pace and take it off and show my face so you can see the things you face and slice you up and cook you after you murder by strangulation. That's bacon souffle, you making ancient. But thank you, Jason. There goes one more coma due to blunt force trauma. Just give me one more soma and I'll be done for, mama. Go in the damn room closet, another volume lost it. Shove in the vacuum nozzle down the bathroom faucet. It seems like every day I get a little flakier. The medication is making my hands a little shakier. Hand me that 18-month-old baby to shake him up. It'll only take me a second to choke his trachea. Breaking his neck in 80 some places, baby, he's shady. Comes lady, he's got the razor, the blaze, and the chit to change his soul, baby. You blundering, bumbling, mumbling, dum-dum. Yeah, here I come, come, you hear the rumbling, rum-rum. That's something inside that blue tub and that drum-drum. My head and torso of someone, where'd it come from? Who's it belong to? Maybe the girl with the long blonde hair who disappeared and left the cheerleader pom-poms. Clearly there's something wrong, cause she didn't come home. She's missing, where is she? Something fishy is going on. I guess he stuck the bitch with the pitchfork with the long prongs. Now everybody get to dance on to my damn song, come on.
Welcome back, Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ holding it down. You know, that's what I do. That joint right there was I was from the Eminem, I'm Having a Relaxed joint. Ladies and gentlemen, gents and germs, cats and dogs, monkeys and tigers, pickles and cucumbers, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, and meatloaf sandwich and sloppy gel. It's about to be 9 o'clock. And very soon, we're going to start the prank calls, so hold your horses. It's definitely going to be a bumpy ride. You better have a Bible and a seat belt, as well as a toothbrush and some toothpaste, because it's going to be crazy. You might need an extra stomach from the laughter, or you might need an extra pillow, because we might bore you. It depends on what you like, but I'll tell you one thing. The show will be going on. So, let's go on with this fucking news while I wait for my team to come in. Next up in news, let's see. What in the hell is this BS, Kanye? What in the hell is this supposed to be? This seriously sounds like a flat out, it says this seriously sounds silly and flat out childish. Can you believe that Def Jam is giving him a extra day during the Thanksgiving holiday to sell a CD with BS on it like this, the worst? It's Kanye West featuring Lil Wayne. Tell everybody that you know. Now, I heard that there was a diss out, and I don't know. But in other news, Suge Knight slaps a lawsuit on Kanye. That's very interesting. It says here, Suge Knight is picking a nasty fight with Kanye West over a diamond earring 3 years after the broke-ass record mogul, or whatever, Maju, was shot and then allegedly robbed of his ice at one of Kanye's parties. Suge, who recently filed for bankruptcy, blames Kanye for allowing someone to smuggle a gun past security at West's pre-MTV VMA party at the Shore Club in Miami, back in 2005, where an unknown person managed to shoot Suge in his upper right leg, shattering a bone. According to the lawsuit filed on October 30th in U.S. bankruptcy, I'm out being all together today. I told you, you would think that it was 30 degrees below in the fucking house. October 30th in U.S. bankruptcy court in L.A. Shook claims he didn't just lose blood. He also lost a 15-carat, $135,000 diamond stud earring inside the club during the incident, and that, too, is Kanye's fault. Now Shook, who claims he was so hurt that he needed to take a private jet back from Miami, is suing for all his bullet wound-related expenses and for damages for the loss of use and enjoyment of the earring. But check this. Even though Suge is bankrupt, he's worked out a deal with the court that will allow him to keep a percentage of any dough he collects from the suit. Pretty amazing. I mean, that brother, he's a fucking maniac, but he manages to sue somebody. I don't know. And they say Beyonce is determined. I see. Beyonce Knowles is serious about trying to become the next Wonder Woman. The LA Times reports the singer has already met with reps from DC Comics about starring in the flick due out in 2011. A black Wonder Woman would be a powerful thing. It's time for that, right? She says, Knowles, who wants prance around in her underwear in Austin Powers picture? Has her work cut out for her if she hopes to squeeze into Linda Carter's iconic red, white, and blue bathing suit. Oh, I can't wait for that. I can just see it now. I would definitely definitely have to keep it right for that costume, she says. Definitely got to. And Alicia Keys, I saw her at the awards. She had a fat ass. Oh, yeah, she looked different, though. Alicia looks, you know, more grown. And who would have known she would have made it just from playing the motherfucking piano? And they got a picture of Terrell Owens, who they say I look like. I don't understand that. But we have a picture right here of this big head nigga. This Little John lookalike. Yes, you guessed right. The gay Power Ranger, the gay purple Power Ranger. His name is T-Pain. And I'm looking, and I couldn't help but notice, you have all that money, bruh, but you got a plastic jacket on. I only do have a plastic jacket on. You have a hat that's probably made out of your grandmother's couch. And the purple and white polka dots brim, the scarf around it looks like something you stole off of your grandmother's dress. You have your grandmother's shades on. And dog, what's up with the lips? I mean, I'm sorry for looking at the dude's lips, but fucking, you can't help but notice how ashy this nigga's lips are. Like, this nigga's lips is chapped as shit. This nigga's lips are like an old plum. You ever seen an old plum how it's wrinkled up and shit and old? That's what this nigga's lips look like. Like, that's horrible. Then his nose, you got all wide nose having a motherfucker. Breathing up all the white man's there with your big ass nose. I'm such a hater, I know. Now I'm on 4338-1782, taking a shout-out, dedication, and request until 10:30. Let's move on with the news so I can get on to these prank calls. Let's see. That was this. Ed Lover. Ed Lover addresses feud with LL Cool J. LL Cool J's album is not a great album. It's a bad album. Feud with Hot 97, Funkmaster Flex, Miss Jones, and more. They should send me a Father's Day card because I built their careers. An opinion on R. Kelly, found not guilty. I'm going to have to play this one. Hopefully it doesn't all break up and all that shit. Let me check to see if anybody's on the switchboard. Nobody's on the switchboard. Yeah, nobody's on the switchboard. So with that being said and done, this is Ed Lover, people. If this is Ed Lover doing an interview about LL Cool J, Hot 97, R. Kelly, Miss Jones, and so forth and so forth and so forth. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Let's talk to you more about this beef stuff because I know that you had a public feud on the radio with Mr. LL Cool J. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, we talk about beef, and I think he might have felt a certain way because of the critique of his album.
Because we're friends.
Okay.
And but what he has to understand is everybody gets critiqued. I didn't disrespect LL. I would never disrespect LL. In my eyes, he's still one of the greatest rappers of all time. He just made a subpar project. And when you're a man, you should be able to take the criticism that your project is subpar. I'm never going to lie to my audience. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to lie. If Jay-Z makes a whack album, I'm not going to lie to my audience and say, go buy Jay-Z just because me and Jay-Z happen to know each other for a long time. And I think LL thought because that we're from Queens, there's supposed to be some kind of undying loyalty and love. The love is there, yeah, because we're from the borough of Queens, but the undying loyalty and for me to lie to my audience, I'm not going to do under any circumstances. And everybody that buys the album has said it. It's not a great album. The audience has spoken via your record sales that it's not a great album. And if you can't take criticism and I'm supposed to be your friend, then I was never really your friend. I wrote a blog on it, and it's on my MySpace page, myspace.com/EdLover. And you can read it. And I said in my blog, when I say good things about you, you don't call. But when I say something that you deem is disrespectful, then you want to try to go in on me. It's okay. I do what I do, and my people know that listen to me, that I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's not personal. You made a bad album.
Can I add a little bit to that? Because like I said, I'm a frequent listener to your show. And I heard that show where you pretty much aired him out, but you did it in a way where you gave him props for all of his hits.
Yeah.
You mentioned all those hits. So if you have a brick, then you got a brick, right?
Yeah.
So what I didn't appreciate about the whole thing, because like I said, Ed shares with the people, we all know what's going on, and he wanted to take shots at you about a nose job that you did, which you told him anyway.
I did that a long time ago that I had reconstructive surgery on my nose. So that never bothers me. And like I said in my blog, when you argue with somebody and they start saying I got more money than you, that means you have nothing else intelligent to say. You understand what I'm saying? So we're not going to fall back on the money thing because, quite frankly, you don't know what I have. Because I don't flash it the way you flash it, it doesn't mean I don't have it. I don't know what you have. You may be, a lot of dudes flash something they don't really have. So we're not even going to go on that part of it. The thing about me and LL is always going to be a love thing there. It's not going to change. And that was minor to me. I moved on from it. He moved on from it. I wish him all the best luck. And I'm quite sure that sometimes when somebody says something to you and you get angry at it, you take heed to that advice. And it makes you work harder. And I guarantee you, next album out, he'll make a phenomenal piece of work.
Well, I love it, Gemini. He's Rock Me TV. I love it, TV. Be right back. I just want to know, how do you feel about the whole R. Kelly acquittal?
Man, I don't know how I feel. The jury spoke. And the jury said that R. Kelly's acquitted on all charges. So the public opinion arena felt like R. Kelly was guilty. Do we feel as the public arena that R. Kelly has a problem? Yes. Have I heard rumors and innuendos over the years from some of his closest associates that happen to be good associates and close confidants of mine that I will tend to believe that he has a problem? Yes, I have. Do I support R. Kelly musically? Yeah. I do. I support him because he has a right to earn a living. And once you're acquitted, you can't hold that over somebody's head. If I get accused of murder, and I go to the jury, and the jury said I didn't murder, that I'm not guilty of murder, shouldn't I be able to work against him? put out that stink hanging over my head. You understand what I mean? So he spoke on it. He's done with it. He goes in the studio. He makes great music. And he's done with it. But if it comes up again, then I don't know if I can.
Hey, but I want to tell you that I think we're giving him a pass because you got daughters. I mean, come on. That's why I ask you that.
I put my foot in there. There wouldn't be no, it would be no two ways about it. But I can't hold somebody guilty when they went to court and was found innocent. But when I let my daughter spend the night at his house, so that's, I would let my son spend the night at Michael Jackson's house. So that's you right there. You understand what I'm saying?
How would an interview with Ed Lover or R. Kelly go? How, what would it be?
Oh, well, because I'm not going to ask you soft questions. I'm going to ask you the hard questions. If you get up and walk out of the studio, I'm not going to ask you no crap. You know what I mean? And I don't think that we'll really ever find out. God's honest, I really don't think we will, because he's not going to answer the question.
Oh, NYC was a slave to Hot 97 during the time when you were down with Hot 97. I mean, we were forced to listen to it. There was nothing else. That's right.
They were the only game in town. I remember when I was at Hot 97, we used to have these big celebrations about being number one. And I used to sit in the conference room and go, number one compared to who? There's nobody else. And Power 105 was built to give you an alternative. And I hope we're doing a good job. We're thorn in that side. We enjoy being a thorn in that side. And that's all it is. It should be more than one hip-hop station in New York. It should be.
And I really appreciate the option, man, so thank you, you know what I'm saying? But I guess the reason why I say that, because I remember when you made the move, you know, you had people from the station that you built, people that you hired, you know, Miss Jones. Yeah, and I'm like, how do you take a shot at that level over the airwaves? Like,
tell them, send me a Father's Day card, because I built your career. So how you going to, you know what I mean? How you going to talk greasy about somebody that gave you your star? I never, it's the radio beef. Is dumb to me. Like, how am I beefing with you? And I think when me and Flex had our infamous little New York radio back and forth at each other war on the radio, we finally spoke to each other on the phone. We both realized how dumb it was. You don't own I-97, and I don't own Power 105.1. So, and I saw the CEO of Clear Channel, and I did something like 2 weeks ago when all the CEOs of the major radio stations were there. I seen the CEO of Clear Channel laughing and joking with the CEO of Emmett, which owns Hot 97. They get along. They're in competition with each other, but they get along. And here we are, have no ownership stake in the company whatsoever, although I do have a lot of stock in this company, but no real ownership stake where I can make all the decisions that need to be made. And what am I arguing with you about? The end of the week, Clear Channel pays me, the week Emmett pays you. What are we arguing about?
Pretty much. What the fuck are you arguing about? I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Yeah, that video was pissing me the fuck off, man. Just hearing that shit breaking in and out, that shit was pissing me the fuck off. I wanted to throw my whole computer out the fucking door. I mean, fuck it, it is what it is. I look at this fat motherfucker, DJ Khaled. Kali, whatever the fuck his name is, should have known better. Oh, man, some fat ass nigga. This nigga's fat as shit. And they got, that explains why he got fired from the Wendy Williams. Oh, Charlemagne or Caroline, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know what the fuck that nigga's name is. Lloyd Banks explains why he is 50 Cent's bitch. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Here we go. Off the Code Red. The Miseducation of the Bloods DVD. There's one nigga looking like Noob Saibot with the fucking red bandana over his face. Let me see the nigga's eyes. What else do they have over here? Joe Button's Need to Stop or I Might Slip His Business Out the Closet. Oh, Lord. Was he a fucking butcher? And you got a picture of what the in the hell is this supposed to be? Who the fuck is this bitch? The Notorious Naturey, Notori Norton, Queen Bitch for a Day. She got all that fucking makeup on. Is this supposed to be real? I'm so confused, I don't know what the fuck to say. Big boy, prepare on Law and Order this week. Wow, for what? He will be making a guest appearance on NBC's Law and Order, SVU, next week, according to KBS Radio. Big boy will play an aspiring rap artist named Dots Money, who becomes the focus of an investigation into an exotic animal smuggling ring. The episode will air on Tuesday, November 18th at 10 p.m. In related news, Big Boy will be releasing his solo album titled Sir Luxuous Left Foot, the son of the Chio Dust, the new year. And George Clinton and all that, blah, 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 will be on there. Now, let's see. If I X this out, what will happen? If I X this out, will that make my computer, you know, a little bit fucking smoother? Let's see. Oh, I shouldn't ask that out, because I actually have to reprogram that shit. Alright, let's go. Let's see what this is talking about. Prank calls will be in the building real soon, baby. Come to find out, I believe... Khaled, he's sitting in the studio with his fucking shirt off. Nobody gives a fuck. So with that being said and done, anyway, that's just fucking over and done with. I'm sorry, people, but my fucking computer is fucked up. Like, this shit is fucked up. Like, I got a fucking virus. Like, I play a video, this shit just plays. I'm over trying to stop it, and it's not fucking working. What the fuck? This shit like this pisses me the fuck off. And I know people are calling. You know what? This is Adele. I'm going to play a track. I'm going to have to switch up. I'm going to have to switch to Internet Explorer because Block Talk. Because Mozilla Fox is fucking up right now. So if you're calling in, I can't see you calling. So I'm going to have to switch the shit up. And I'll get back at you. Right now, this is Game. Heavy Metal. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Motherfucker should have never turned my mic on.
Out with the bullshit, it's time for the fight song. Black hoodie, black Air Force One. Nigga with an attitude, got an Air Force gun. Ready to get blood on my white tee. And it's a billion motherfuckers feel just like me. And I got shots to give, so it'll never be another Tupac and Big. Ain't nothing you can do to stop this shit. Change the rappers alive. Fuck rock and blow. In the dark with no sunshine. When it's time for war, we on the front line. Good Charlotte bringing the baseline. To the trailer parks, state of parks to the air. We trading in our American flags for all black rags. Cause to them we ain't shit for welfare niggas and poor white trash. The America, the fact is this. You a soldier behind your back, you a jab or spit. Yeah, master, Oz are gon' rap for chips. No, we outside the White House for bats and sticks.
Get white out.
This is more than rhyming. This is mothers crying. And if it's a free country, why is war designed to send my people to fight when they don't know why they dying? This ain't a cry for help, this is push, resign.
Get up, get up, get up.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back. Right now we're trying to switch up to Internet Explorer so that way I can continue with the show. Because Mozilla Fox is actually
effing up right now. It's not, that's not what's hot. It's not hot at all. Because, I mean, I had a good show yesterday. Now I'm having an effed up show. I don't know who's calling in. First of Death's trying to call in. He's saying that, you know, he's getting some other shit. Well, that's why. Because the glossary of sexual terms is still on. Why is that still on? Makes no sense. Alright, this should be a lot better. Okay, hold on. Let's see, hold on. Let me call this Brock.